Hi there, my name is Blanche and I'm from St. Ninian's Community Baptist Church. I'm going to read from Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. We're faced with an epidemic where people are absolutely burdened with fear of catching the coronavirus. There's people losing their jobs, there's people dying, there's people at risk of homelessness, and this goes on and on and on and on. I've been seeking the Lord quite a lot recently, and through seeking him, I have the discerning to bind and rebuke any wrong spirits that come my way to bring me unrest. I see people around me in tears, full of anxiety, but there's only one thing they're going to hear me say. And that is, Jesus is the only one that can set you free. And I've said it to people. Do you know, I can be very anxious about trusting in people around my kids. This behaviour comes from my childhood and through my childhood experiences. This has shaped me to be the person I am today. I recognise that I need God to do his work in me so that I can be shaped more like Christ and trust in him more. Just like he says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight paths. Amen. Thank you, Lord, we come before you in this day. I want to thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace and your mercy. I want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and how he died on the cross for each and every one of us, for our sin, for our sinful nature. I pray, Lord, that you help those people out there, Lord Jesus, that people that are in need of you, people that are suffering, people that have lost their jobs, people that are in poverty, Lord, people that are just lost in that big, bad world out there, Lord, that don't know you. I pray, Lord, that you give each and every one of them the chance, Lord, to know you more and more. Thank you for everything you do in our lives. I pray, Lord, for forgiveness for my sins, for my wrong ways. And I pray, Lord, that you help me to be a better person and to trust in you more. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do in our lives. Thank you for our families, our friends, our loved ones. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you put it in our hearts to help the people that are in need. Help us to deny our flesh. Help us to be better people and to be a great example of you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do in our lives. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, I ask and pray. Amen.